This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Never settle. Unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips. Experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
By definition, are we in a constitutional crisis?
Dangerously close to a constitutional crisis.
Constitutional crisis.
Constitutional crisis.
Ladies and gentlemen, a man who is never in crisis unless it's watching the same children's movie over and over again, Todd Pyro.
Fun fact, Zachary Levi Levy, I can never say the guy's name, he was doing the circuit here at Fox and throughout New York this week promoting his new movie. Did he get to the Mark Cox Morning Show?
He did not. We did not hear from him. No, I'm sorry to hear
that. Did you reach out? I mean, I feel like he's trying to hit conservative media and... You know, you could play that song for him, and he'd be like, I know all the words.
I'll bet he does. That's funny.
Oscar nominated.
I did not get any notification that he was doing a media tour.
There you go. No, he did Gutfeld. He did a bunch of other shows here. I, of course, pushed for him to do my show.
Yes.
But they thought I would fangirl too much and dress up like Flynn Rider, his character, which... You know, I probably could because, again, my kids think I'm Flynn Rider, and it's pretty cute.
That's pretty cool. Can you imagine taking home a picture of yourself with him? Did you get to do that when he was there?
No, because I was Gutfeld.
I was late.
180 time here, so
yes.
You know it's tough. Eventually, it'll happen. I'll get my picture. It'll happen.
That is always the biggest challenge to doing a morning show, whether it's radio or TV, is that a lot of these guests don't want to get up that early wherever they are, particularly if they're on LA time. But even if they're in your town, getting them into your studio at 6 or 7 in the morning is not easy, and you're on earlier than that.
So we usually send a cop car to wake them up, and then they get scared. If they're while you're up, hey, let's slap a microphone on you, see what happens.
That's right. Man, I don't know. What do you think? Dan Bongino to the FBI? I heard Andrew McCabe whining about it over on CNN this morning.
Andrew McCabe whining?
I've
never heard of such a thing. look, Dan's a buddy. I texted him and I said, good luck, buddy. And he made the hands together sign, which either means prayer or thank you. I've seen that come out. You know, I've seen people comment on that both ways. But regardless, he responded back. And, you know, I'm excited that I got that response back. Look, he's talked about all these scandals and all these like under the surface scandals that we don't even report. So if you have done something nefarious and Dan Bongino and Cash Patel are allowed to sort of have free reign to go after you, be afraid.
Yeah, well, I think McCabe might be a little afraid. I don't know what the statute of limitations are, but I'm thinking Operation Crossfire Hurricane, tapping the phones in Trump Tower, FISA abuse, all of that happened under that administration. And here's McCabe's biggest concern. Listen.
And do it competently without any of that knowledge or understanding or experience,
it's confounding.
Yeah, he doesn't think Bongino can do it because he doesn't have institutional knowledge. And I think he's missing the bigger point that Trump is looking for somebody from outside who can disrupt a little bit.
Right. The institutional knowledge is exactly what they're trying to get rid of at the FBI. You know, this isn't like the air traffic controls. You want that institutional knowledge because there's a way of making sure planes don't hit each other. At the same time, the FBI, you don't want the institutional knowledge that's been at the top. You want the rank and file to continue their ability, using their quote-unquote institutional knowledge and training, to go get the bad guys that are trying to kill us. You don't want the institutional knowledge of, here's how we tried to set up the president and stuff like that. So, I think McCabe is missing the point. And, you know, like they're acting like these two guys, Patel and Bongino, have never spent a day in law enforcement. You know, it's not like they asked Carly and me to be one and two at the FBI. If they did that, you know, there could be something to say for, man, he really just taking anybody off of Fox and putting them in the administration. That might be an issue. But, you know, these two have done it. They know how to go after bad guys.
Yep.
And for me, I look at this through a lens of football. And look, I'm going to make fun of my Giants here. You know, I feel like sometimes the Giants get too focused on, did this person do this specific job before? I want the best football players in the building, because at the end of the day, if you know how to play football, you should be able to figure out the system to be successful. And I feel like that's what's going on here with Patel and Bongino. They understand how our system of justice works. They understand the processes by which you go after and get the bad guys and then prosecute them. And if they can bring that to the fore and root out corruption, I think we're going to be in good shape.
Yeah. Well, I'm about to open up my own TDS urgent care here in St. Louis, just watching the reaction from all these liberals. I think Hegseth and all of these people that Trump has appointed are right on point. He told you in the election what he was going to do. And then the first thing he did was get rid of the woke general in charge of the Joint Chiefs. And Hegseth had to go on and defend it yesterday for some odd reason, even though most presidents appoint their own director of the Joint Chiefs, right?
Well, no, Trump's not allowed to do any of that.
Yeah, I guess
he's got to keep everybody from the deep state. But I love your point, Mike. This is what he told us he would do.
Yes.
And it's like the second time around, they're still confused that he's being Trump. Like, what am I missing? You all knew this would happen. And like the Doge people, the people complaining about Doge, I didn't know he'd be cutting billions of dollars from government. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think he was saying during the campaign? Part of it is that I don't think that they listened to his message in full. I think they clipped one crazy thing that he said in a campaign rally and played it all day on MSNBC and CNN, and they forgot the rest of it.
That's the truth, man. I tell you what. Hey, by the way, when you join us next week, Kim St. Ange will be back. She's on vacation this morning. So
I felt something missing.
I know you did. I can tell. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry to disappoint you, Todd. But
I am wildly disappointed.
Well, she'll be back next Tuesday, buddy. Have a great week.
You too.
All right. See ya. Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First. DVR it if you can't watch it each morning. He and Carly do a great job on there. They really do.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. Register today for AFSP's 30th overnight walk in New York City, June 21st, as we walk 16 miles from dusk till dawn to stop suicide. Start your journey today at theovernight.org.